The source for the laws pertaining to Yashon are found in the book of Vayikra, chapter 23, verses 9 through 14. These laws are applicable to the Chameshes Haminim, the 5 grains of barley, oats, rye, spelt, and wheat. These grains are Yashon if they took root prior to Pesach. If the grains did not take root prior to Pesach, then they are Chadosh until the subsequent Pesach. And if the grains are Chadosh, then one may not eat them until the next Pesach. There is a halachic dispute if the Hashrosha, the taking root by the grain, must be 3 days or 2 weeks prior to Pesach. The laws of Chadosh do not apply to other grains, such as rice, corn, and buckwheat. There are a number of halachic discussions concerning the Isur, the prohibition of Chodosh. Is it an Isur d'oraisa or Nisa d'rabbanan? Is it a Torah or rabbinic prohibition? Is it prohibited only in Israel or also outside of Israel? Does the Isur, the prohibition, apply only to Jewish-owned land, or does it include non-Jewish ownership as well? A significant number of commentators argue that in Chutz La'aretz, the diaspora, one should be diligent in avoiding Chadosh. However, different commentators discuss the general leniency in observing Yashon outside of Israel. Some utilize a Svek Sveka, a double doubt. Maybe the crop is from the previous year. If it is from this year's crop, perhaps it took root prior to Pesach. Others suggest that most grains take root before Pesach. And this is especially true in the United States, since 75% of the wheat planted in the United States is winter wheat, which by nature is Yashon. There are those who argue that there are a number of factors to consider. First of all, doubts exist if the flour is Chodosh Yashon. In addition, bread is a staple, and consequently it is viewed as a Shas Hadchak, an emergency type of situation. And furthermore, flour is difficult to store. The Aruch HaShulchan cites the Or Zeruah, who argues that the dispute concerning the prohibition of Chodosh lacks a conclusive resolution. Since the Gemara does not offer a definitive psak, does not offer a final conclusion. This was done because if difficult situations arise, then one has the right to rely on the lenient opinion for Chodosh outside of Israel. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses why the Isur Chodosh, the prohibition of Chodosh in the diaspora, would only be applicable to lands in close proximity to Israel, as opposed to more distant countries. He compares it to the Isur d'rabbanan of Trumos HaMaisers. The rabbinic prohibition of tithes only applied to the lands adjacent to Israel. This same concept should apply to Chodosh as well. In the United States, most barley and oats are Chodosh, since they do not take root prior to Pesach. Canadian oats are also Chodosh, and a significant amount is imported into the United States. Domestic rye is always Yashon. However, rye bread can be Chodosh, since it is primarily composed of spring wheat. Spelt grown in the United States is Yashon. However, Canadian spelt is Chodosh, and it is used domestically. Wheat has both a winter and a spring crop. Winter wheat is Yashon, since it has taken root before Pesach. Spring wheat is usually Chodosh, since it does not always take root prior to Pesach. And the different wheat yields different types of flour. Low-gluten flour is used for crumbly products, such as cookies, matzah, and pretzels. The source for this flour is winter wheat. High-gluten flour is used for chewy products, such as bread, challah, pizza, and bagels. It is produced from spring wheat. Medium-gluten flour is a mixture of spring and winter flour and is also used for bread, challah, and pizza. Durum wheat is needed for pasta products, and it is usually a spring crop. The following flours are usually chodosh: high gluten, high strength, bread, patent, clear, pizza, all-purpose, and graham. Malt is derived from barley, which can be chodosh. The malt is added to wheat flour for baking applications. The amount added is usually less than 1% by volume. The malt enhances the chemical reaction between the flour, yeast, and water. It allows the dough to rise better. Barley malt is added to all barley and grocery flour. However, flour made especially for baking cakes and cookies do not contain malt. Barley malt can also be added to some foods for coloring and flavoring. These products include pretzels, candies, cereals such as cornflakes, beer, vodka, gin, cordials, and prepared cocktails. There is a halachic discussion if the malt added to the above applications can be considered batel. Can they be considered nullified because of the small amount that is added? The Chodesh malt enters the market around December 15th. White vinegar does not have any Chodesh concerns. The exception is for specialty vinegars such as malt vinegar, tarragon vinegar, and salad vinegar. Matzah meal is ground matzah and is therefore yoshon. Rye crackers are yoshon, provided that the wheat, oats, and malt listed in the green panel are also yoshon. One must be careful with oatmeal cookies, since both the oats and the wheat flour must be yoshon. Pizza stores sometimes line the oven wall with semolina flour. One has to be certain that the semolina flour is yoshon. Products from Israel bearing a reliable hechsher are yoshon. Products imported into Israel are not necessarily yoshon. If a package has multiple hashkochas and also states yoshon, then one must be certain which kashrus agency assumes responsibility for the yoshon status of the product. As far back as the 1930s, domestic wheat was stored and therefore was yoshon. During the 1950s, Rav Aharon Soloveitchik became the Rav Hamachshir of Streitz products. Before accepting the hashkocha, Rav Aharon investigated the milling process and also inquired about the flour sources. The latter inquiry was important to Rav Aharon, since he observed the laws of yoshon. He found that domestic wheat was not being stored, and consequently, one could no longer assume that the flour in the marketplace was yoshon. Rav Aharon informed Streitz that he would provide hashkocha only if all their products would be yoshon, and the company agreed to this provision. Based on the aforementioned information, Rav Aharon ate matzah and not bread until he purchased a freezer to store the various products. When Rav Aharon moved to Chicago, he convinced a bakery to become yoshon, and eventually other bakeries in Chicago did the same. Rav Yitzchak Giffen, a Talmud of Rav Aharon, guided these bakeries in observing yoshon. In the 1970s, other individuals became concerned when the United States began selling its surplus wheat to the Russians. Consequently, the domestic storage was depleted, and one could no longer assume that the flour was yoshon. Due to this situation, Rabbi Yosef Herman of Muncie, New York, began compiling information about the yoshon status of the domestic grains. Because of his diligence, more people have access to yoshon information, and it is easier to observe this mitzvah. When Rabbi Herman first began gathering information, he utilized the halachic principle of Mesiach Lifi Tumo. The companies would inform him about the packing dates, best use dates, and purchase dates. This information helped determine the chodosh or yoshon status of a product. Recently, Rabbi Herman decided that Mesiach Lifi Tumo would no longer be applicable, since the companies are now aware about the significance of the yoshon market. Therefore, Rabbi Herman determines the Chodesh information based on the United States Department of Agriculture crop progress reports. He calculates the earliest possible date that the products could be viewed as Chodesh. Consequently, he has earlier cutoff dates than in the past. In order to observe Yoshon, one must store the various products. If flour is not stored in a refrigerator, then infestation can occur. The eggs of the flour beetle enter the mill attached to the wheat. Flour mill companies have a cleaning system to remove virtually all the eggs. The remaining eggs are able to hatch live beetles that have a life cycle of 21 days. The probability of the eggs hatching is increased as the storage time and the storage temperature increases. In addition, worms can enter the flower bags even if the opening is extremely minute. Therefore, it is imperative to store the flower in refrigerated conditions, be certain that the flower bags have no openings, and to maintain proper cleanliness. For a number of years, there have been companies that have worked closely with the OU to provide Yoshin flour. This is done for 50 and 100-pound bags. The mashkiach of one location has supervised the milling of the Yoshin flour, and the bags are marked with the word Yoshin. Once the chodesh wheat enters the mill, the OU-supervised Yoshin production would conclude. These Yoshin flour bags would be placed in cold storage in order to prevent infestation. Another company had the same procedure. However, they did not place the flour in cold storage. Consequently, several years ago, some of their Yoshin flour became infested. This company asked the OU if there was a method to produce OU-supervised Yoshin flour until Pesach. After much discussion, Rabbi Belsky devised the following approach. Prior to the arrival of the Chodesh wheat, the Yoshin wheat is sealed in their own bins. During the fall and winter, this company usually has weekly Yoshin production. The Mashkiach would release the Yoshin wheat for the Yoshin run. The next key step is the cleanliness of the equipment from the previous Chodesh productions. The best method to clean the equipment is by having a wet wash. The problem is that flour milling companies rarely wet wash the equipment. Therefore, the equipment is cleaned by flushing it with Yoshin flour and labeling the first pallet as Chodesh. The subsequent pallets would be labeled Yoshin. The Mashkiach is on site in order to confirm that the flush is labeled as Chodesh. Rabbi Belsky felt that this method would sufficiently remove the Chodesh and overcome the halachic principle of Dover Sheish Lomatirin. Rabbi Schechter also felt that there is a limit to an Iser Mashihu. He argues that if a drop of chametz fell into a reservoir, the water could still be used on Pesach. Similarly, the minuscule amount of chodesh that could be left would not prohibit the usage of the Yoshin flour.